أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. In the opening ayat of Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the significance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by linking his prophethood to the Qur'an. Allah speaks of the revelation of the Qur'an, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the one from whom the Qur'an was revealed, Allah Himself. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the story of Musa alayhi salam. Now, this surah deals so much with the life and the story of Musa alayhi salam that some scholars have given this surah the name Suratul Kalim. Kalim is the title of Musa alayhi salam. He was given the title Kalimullah. Why? Because he directly conversed with Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly spoke to him. As we were learning these ayat, he heard the actual voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not on one occasion, but on many occasions. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah says that Allah had spoken to Musa alayhi salam openly, directly spoken to Musa alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the incident of Musa alayhi salam, so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can learn to deal with many challenges that are to follow. So Allah tells him that Allah has revealed the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran to him. His responsibility and duty is to convey the message of the Quran. And along the way he is going to be faced, and he will encounter many challenges, struggles and difficulties along the way. Look at the life of Musa alayhi salam. Look at the challenges that he dealt with and the struggles that he had to endure in order to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, one place of the Quran, Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we relate to you the incident of the prophets of the past in order to strengthen your heart, to strengthen your heart, to fortify your heart, so that you have a guideline as to how to deal with the struggles and the challenges that come along with the spreading of Islam. So Musa alayhi salam, we know, fled from Egypt. He went to Madian. In Madian, he met Shu'aib alayhi salam. He married the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam. He remained there either for 8 or 10 years in Madian. He wanted to come back to Egypt to visit his mother and to visit his sister. So he decided to undertake the journey back to Egypt. And with the permission of Shu'aib alayhi salam, he embarked on this journey. Shu'aib alayhi salam gave them some provisions that they may use along the way, and even some money for them to use. His wife was heavily pregnant at the time when he decided to undertake the journey back to Egypt. And it was in winter, so it was bitter cold as well. Along the way, Musa alayhi salam did not want to use the road that is normally used when traveling to Egypt. He wanted to use a less frequented road to avoid oppressive rulers and thugs and so on and so forth found along the way, because he was traveling at night. So he took a less frequented road. And due to that, he got lost. He lost the path that leads them actually to Egypt. And during that night, his wife began to experience pangs of pregnancy. And she was now going to give birth in the middle of nowhere, in the darkness of the night, and in the bitter cold of winter. So as he was attending to her while she was experiencing the pangs of delivery, he looked towards a certain mountain And he saw a fire burning on that mountain. And that mountain is known up to this day as Mount Atur, the mountain of Atur. So he saw this fire burning, and he told his wife, that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the story in this section of the Quran. وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى Allah says, and has the news and the story of Musa reached you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, creating interest in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah first asks him, did you hear of Musa alayhi salam? And when you tell somebody this or use this type of expression, immediately there is now attentiveness. The person wants to hear. No, I haven't heard. What is there to hear about this person? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ رَآ نَارًا He saw a fire. فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِ He said to his wife, he said to his family, who was experiencing the pangs of delivery, أُمْكُثُ Wait. You stay here. You are not in a condition and in a state to come with me and climb up to the mountain. Stay here. أُمْكُثُ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا I have noticed a fire burning. لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ Allow me to go over there and perhaps I can bring back some amber, some burning coals for you so that you can take warmth from these live embers. أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى Or perhaps I'll find some guidance up there. We are lost. We don't know how to get to Egypt. Maybe if I get up there, I'll find somebody there. And even if they don't want to give me some live embers or some fire, then at least they can perhaps give us directions towards Egypt. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here explains the moment when Musa alayhi salam first interacted with Allah. Direct conversation between Allah and Musa alayhi salam. Mufassirin explained when Musa alayhi salam came close to the fire, he saw a fascinating thing happening before him, because it wasn't actually fire, it was a manifestation of Allah. It was a manifestation of Allah. We call it a tajalli of Allah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sort of manifests a portion of his being to something on earth. So when Musa alayhi salam came to this fire, he saw it was a fresh green tree that had the fire burning on it, but the tree remained intact. It was not getting burned. A single leaf even did not get burned. So he's watching this fascinating scene before him. What type of fire is this? He then took some dry grass and he tried to light the grass with that fire, which he thought was fire. But the moment he extended his hand towards the flames moved away from him. In one narration, it comes that the flames, even at one stage, approached Musa alayhi salam and came right before him. So, of course, Musa alayhi salam was concerned. He's watching this happening before his eyes. It's a miracle that he is experiencing. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, while Musa alayhi salam was looking about and looking around, فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا When Musa alayhi salam came to the fire, نُودِيَ He heard a voice. It was called out. نُودِيَ He heard a voice. Mufassirin explained that this voice was coming to him from all different directions. From all different directions he heard this voice. So he didn't know where the voice was coming from. It was the voice of Allah. نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى This was the first word that he heard and that was spoken to him. يَا مُوسَى O Musa Inni ana rabbuk. Allah introduces himself. Indeed, I am your Rabb. I am your Lord. I am your sustainer. I am your Rabb. Fakhla'na alayk. The first instruction Allah gave him was remove your shoes. Remove your sandals. From this, Mufassirin explained the importance of removing our shoes and our sandals and our footwear before stepping onto sacred ground. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, remove your shoes, remove your sandals. Why? إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسُ طُوَى You are standing on a sacred valley, the valley of Tuwa. Now where was the valley of Tuwa situated? It was situated at the foot of Mount Tur. And that way it is situated up to this day, and Allah has declared that land as a sacred land. So there are certain lands we know which have been declared sacred by Allah. the Haram in Makkah, the Haram in Medina Munawwara, the Haram in Palestine, in Aqsa. All these are sacred lands. Every masjid is a sacred land, is a sacred spot. Even that region, that area, the valley of Tuwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is muqaddas. It is muqaddas, it is sacred, it is holy. Allah has declared it as sacred and holy. So Allah tells him, remove your shoes. You have stepped onto holy ground, onto sacred valley. So Musa alayhi salam removes his shoes. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ Allah then tells Musa alayhi salam, I have selected you. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ I have selected you, meaning I have selected you to convey the message I am about to give to you. فَاسْتَمِعْ Listen attentively. لِمَا يُوحَى To what is being revealed to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.